We are happy to report that the city of St. Louis has a surplus of pro wrestlers. NPR's Petra Mayer went to see the Weekend Warriors of Gateway Championship Wrestling, and she sent our Saturday postcard, which was discolored by a few drops of sweat.
Welcome to the Knights of Columbus Hall in DeSoto, Missouri, about an hour outside of St. Louis. It's freezing cold in here, but that doesn't seem to matter to the two half-naked guys flinging each other around the ring. Full disclosure, I've never been to a wrestling match before, but a friend of mine is on the card tonight, so here I am. And it's fascinating. That's Big Bad Ben, known to the real world as Ben Oliver. He runs Gateway Championship Wrestling and occasionally steps into the ring to deliver a well-choreographed chair shot. This is not World Wrestling Entertainment. It's a local promotion, but Big Bad Ben says wrestling has a long history in this town.
St. Louis back in the 50s and 60s and early 70s was the mecca of wrestling next to the Madison Square Garden in New York. You know, when you wrestled in St. Louis, you could say you were the cream of the crop at that time.
And the wrestlers tonight are pretty impressive, too. Yeah, they're scripted, but the acrobatics and the blood are real. If you didn't catch that the first time around, here comes the main event. Meet Rachel Donaldson, the current light heavyweight champion. During the week, she's a genetic researcher. But in the ring, she's something else entirely.
Well, my name is Mischief, and Mischief is incredibly evil, cares nothing about nobody. She's out there to deliver some pain and punishment, and all she cares about is winning the match.
Tonight, Mischief takes on her arch rival, heavyweight champ Nikki Strychnine. It's not the first time they've met.
My character's full of hate. Absolutely hating everything. Nikki Strychnine is a very similar character. We had a little love relationship going on. Was perfect for a while until he decided to grow weak and pronounce his love, and it kind of went downhill from there.
Mischief, you broke his side. He's going to break you.
Part soap opera, part interactive theater. The brawl spills out of the ring and into the crowd, up the bleachers and down again. Things look evenly matched for a while, but then Nikki slams Mischief through a conveniently placed table. A few moments of theatrical indecision. And it's all over. Mischief may have lost her title tonight, but not her fighting spirit.
The next time I meet Nikki Strychnine, he won't even be able to go to a hospital. He'll be sent straight to the morgue.
Ouch. Tune in next week. Petra Mayer, NPR News.